Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today from Mindset Pharma is CEO James Lantier and Chief Scientific Officer Joseph Arujo. Good to have you both. How are you today?
Very good, Christine.
Thanks, Christine.
Thanks for having us on.
Of course. James, I'm going to kick it off with you today. Mindset, together with InterVivo Solutions, has released a first data set focusing on psilocybin as a part of the Cooperative Psychedelics Evaluation Platform, also known as COPE. Could you first explain the genesis of your partnership with InterVivo?
Absolutely. So to remind everyone, Mindset's in the business of discovering and developing next generation psychedelic drugs. And InterVivo is a really critical partner of ours. InterVivo specializes in predictive animal models so that can help a drug developer like Mindset really understand or better understand how their drug candidates may or may not work in humans based on their effect in animals. So InterVivo has been a really critical partner of Mindset's in all of what you call our in vivo screening of our new drug candidates across our five families of new drugs.
So we'll talk about the data set in just a second with Joseph. Before we get to that, what are you aiming to achieve with the COPE program?
So the COPE program really grew out of our work with InterVivo on our new drug families, and it really was something we decided to do to really monetize some of this really rich specialized data that we've been able to generate on the behavior of first generation drugs. Because obviously, if you're trying to create a new, better drug, you need to be able to compare it against, you need to have something you can compare it against. And that's really what we've, that's this first data set is that we've assembled with InterVivo. And given that InterVivo serves a wide range of other groups in the psychedelic space, it's really a way for Mindset and InterVivo to jointly commercialize this really specialized data that we've built.
Thanks, James. Turning now to you, Joseph, what can you tell us about this psilocybin data set?
So to reiterate what James has said, we have a unique opportunity in the psychedelic space to really look at compounds that are being currently evaluated and have been evaluated for a long time clinically and back translate some of that information into animal models. So as of now, we have primarily focused on psilocybin, but have also begun work with LSD, 5-methoxy-DMT, and DMT to establish a reference data set in the mouse head twitch model. So that includes looking at multiple doses, combining that with PK data, and we will be moving that into rodent behavioral assays as well and into drug discrimination. So together, this will provide a platform that others can develop and compare really to a consistent benchmark set across the industry, how their drugs compare to reference compounds, and will be important for things like formulation and helping people understand how their drugs might work in a clinical environment.
So you would be able to kind of better assess the value of these new psychedelics in development.
Absolutely. And I think at a preclinical level, the only way to do that is really through benchmarking against known compounds and looking for, you know, a superior readout, whether that's an efficacy readout or reduce safety concerns or improve pharmacokinetics. So that's really what the platform will establish and will be opened up to groups in the psychedelic space and in other fields with other compounds that might compete within the psychedelic space. So that really everybody's moving forward on this from the same place.
Yeah, it seems like you're advancing quite well here. James, Joseph, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Christine.